Bernard's Guide to Ireland, number 237. Now, don't take this the wrong way. Now, don't take this the wrong way is a common Irish saying, normally said before saying something truthful or harmful. For example,
"Now, Mick, don't take this the wrong way, but everyone thinks you're a total f***ing idiot."
Followed by,
"But I like you. I think you're sound."
It can do nuclear damage to friendships if used in the wrong way. "Now, Susan, don't take this the wrong way, but your makeup looks like it was applied by a grumpy baboon with a grudge against you." Again, followed by,
"But you know what, I think you're a lovely girl."
"Don't take this the wrong way" is regulated by how much alcohol you intake. That's Bernard's Guide to Ireland.
Things to expect when you visit your parents. You will be asked to explain technology.
Bring me through it again now. Tell me, what's the difference between the internet and Airtel?
How did you delete the trash can off your computer?
You will be asked to go up to the attic for some reason.
"You wouldn't go up to the attic there. There's loads of asbestos up there. Your father won't get rid of it. He's gone for a long walk now. I just want to go out and burn it in the backyard."
You'll get all the vital information.
"You'll never guess who's dead. Go on, guess who's dead. Guess who's dead."
"Don't mind that. I don't..."
"Go on, guess. Have a guess."
Mary?
No, it's Mike. Do you know Mike? Remember Mike? Remember, when you were small, you used to rope his dog. He used to be around the corner. Remember the little dog he had? The little white dog. He's dead.
Mike with the dog. Oh, Mike with the dog.
He's dead. Remember Sharon? Do you remember Sharon, Jennifer? Do you remember Sharon?
No, I don't.
Lovely girl.
I don't
She's
know
in New York now.
You're talking
She's
about.
In New York now. She's a big job. Big job. Something to do with computers. Big job.
You'll be offered some financial assistance.
"Are you all right for money?"
"Grand, Dad.
You wouldn't lend us a tenner, would you?"
"Your mammy will be down with the kids."
"Jed, I'll take a selfie of you. Go on, I'll take a selfie of you."
"I saw on Google there that the internet's going to be huge."
"Your dad will always have something to say about your car."
"No, I'll just take the engine out and I'll also replace the wheels and then I'll recalibrate the carburetor. No, it's grand. Won't take me 5 minutes.
"You'll chat about music."
"You know your fella that your sister likes, the one that wears the meat? That's the one that wears the meat."
That's Lady Gaga, man.
"That fella, yeah. Your sister wants that record for Christmas."
"Everything will be the drugs."
That's the drugs now.
"You'll now have to take your shoes off."
"Yeah, take them off there, because sure, that'll bring in the Ebola then, off the garden."
"Be prepared for someone to suddenly jump up and shout at a cat in the garden."
Get out, push, push. "There's that cat again. I can't put a stitch of clothes on the line without that cat pissing all over. Get out, push, push, go on, push, push."
"And you'll be given food to take with you in case you don't make the 10-minute drive home."
"Jen, take that there now home with you. Jen, take that."
"Here, bring this with you, will you? We don't eat tart."
"Your father doesn't like tiramisu, Jen. Bring that home with you."
"I have a spare trifle in the fridge. I made 2.
Do you like bison? Myself and your father were given a bison for Christmas. Have it. Go on. I've taught it. It's in the boot. I put it in your boot. Do you like cat? Because I'll kill that cat.
Get out here again. Whoosh, whoosh."
"Hi about you, I'm Michaela McCollum. I'm home from Peru and I'm back in Ibiza. And I've got a brand new album. I couldn't think of a name, so I just call it the White Album. I sing all the hits, pack up. I'm going to Ibiza. Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak, Thin Lizzy. And the seasonal classic, White Christmas. Michaela McCollum, the White Album. It's out now. Stick it up your jumper. Don't even pay for it."
How come there's never a love song written about a something, concept of a Mairead or an Eve? And Dimpton never falls in love, and Clodagh doesn't rhyme with enough. If I was Bridget or Siobhan, I'd feel aggrieved. Well, I wrote this song to rewrite a wrong for all you Irish girls out there with your sexy first names and your fiery red hair. Oh, Fionnuala, I'd give it to you. Oh, Dervla, you make me scream. Oh, Kathleen and Mairead, Chevelle, oh, Sinead. You can baptise me if you know what I mean. Oh, Fionnuala, she'll go right through you. And come on, Eileen. Oh, Urla and Mirren, they're my kind of women. And Grania will make you believe. Oh, Fionnuala, she's going to school you on how to properly pronounce Aveen. And Emer is a screamer. Hell yeah, shouts for Delma, cause you're all beautiful Colleens. Karamaga, baby.
I remember the Late Late Show that night with Pat. It was Pat Kenny.
It's time to call the winner of our competition.
They gave away this prize that money couldn't buy.
Two tickets for the toy show and 10,000 worth of shopping. It's ringing. Let's hope they're home.
She was so happy. You could just hear it in her voice. Ecstatic almost.
Hello, may I speak to Barbara, please?
Speaking.
Do you know what this means?
Yes.
She had won tickets to the Late Late Toy Show.
Barbara, who are you going to bring to the toy show next week?
I'm not particularly interested.
There's the tickets to the toy show, right?
You can
Okay, so they're gone. You don't want to come to the toy show?
No, thank you.
All right, so you want the 10 grand?
Please.
Magic.
Well, there you are. I think I'll give up this job.
Pure magic. We were there. You were there. She didn't really want to be there.
Things to expect from a first date. Your mother will give you fashion advice.
What do you think of this, ma'am?
Take it off. Go up and put on your lovely blue jumper. That blue jumper is lovely, the one I got you for Christmas.
You will start stalking them on Facebook.
No!
What happened, man?
I'm after accidentally liking her profile picture.
Your friends will give you terrible advice.
Don't buy her a drink. Compliment her arse face. Say, like, you know, that cardigan is lovely. Where'd you buy it in a charity shop? And most importantly, don't buy her a drink.
You'll have to leave a message, making yourself sound really, really cool.
Oh, yeah, just about meeting up later on. I'm just out of the shower. Sorry, I'm just oiling myself down. I'm not sure where I left the keys to the Merc. I think I left them on the piano, the grand piano, after I met Jim Sheridan for lunch there. But the maid can't find them, so I'm going to go into the pool room. They could be in there.
Pudsey, there's that blue jumper you were looking for.
Yeah, thanks, ma'am.
You'll be having this conversation while thinking this. So where do you live? Are you renting at the moment?
No, I just live off Aylesbury Road there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Where did you go to college?
I went to college in Trinity, yeah.
Oh, very nice. Handy.
Yeah,
town.
It was.
Yeah. So what about your parents? Are you still close to your parents?
I am. Unfortunately, my dad passed away last year. And my mum now lives in Marbella in Spain.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's very sad. I'm sure your other siblings are devastated.
I have no brothers and sisters, no. Oh. I'm the one left to run the company, you know.
Oh, that's terrible. That's really sad. Yes!
If she says this...
I'd love to see it again. I'm really busy. I have a thing over the next couple of weeks, but I'll Facebook you.
She never wants to see you ever again. If she says this...
Look, I'm going to be in town with the girls on Friday night. We'll be in the Globe from about 11:30 till 2:00 in the morning. Now, you don't have to come. Just pop by. It's very casual. One of the girls' birthday, we're all dressing up as sexy schoolgirls, but look, come along if you want. It'd be mad fun. There's a great party after, but I'd love to see you. But, you know, no strings attached or anything.
You're in like Flynn. If she says this...
Can you just ring me twice and then hang up and then ring back again, but only between 2:30 and 7:30 on a Wednesday?
She's married.
Things may get a little strange.
So what my angels are kind of telling me about you now, that maybe in a former life...
This girl is crazy, but I might get my leg over. Yeah, tell us more about the angels.
Some of my angels, my good angels, my bad angels are saying get out of here because, you know...
You won't really get along and it will be awkward when it's time to leave.
No, please, don't get up. Look. Don't get up. I just need you just to hand me out my underpants and my other shoe from under the bed. I have to go. I'm sorry.
I fart in the bath, but I love that about me. I talk about people behind their backs, but I love that about me. I put tea bags in the sink and I talk before I think. I park in mom and baby spaces and I never remember names or faces. When I'm eating I breathe heavily, but I love that about me. I love that about me. I love you, Bernard. I love you too, Bernard. I love you too, lads. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? You go away. But can I not talk to the... No. I love that about me.
Every year, over 100 million people go through passport control to get into Britain. Most are welcome and legal. Many are not. We go behind the scenes with the UK Border Agency, the men and women on the front line of immigration.
Officers at the border between Britain and the Republic of Ireland have stopped a woman who's been acting suspiciously at the border checkpoint.
Would you mind if I look in your bag, please, madam?
No, sir. Why would I mind, sir? Tatar, tatar. Go right ahead, sir. I've nothing to hide, sir.
Thank you, madam. Well, 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 well. What have we got here, then? Tato, Hunky Dory, Chipsticks, Chickities. My God, Meanies! These are Irish crisps!
Sorry, sir, I'm just trying to get these Irish crisps. My dear brother into England. Oh, I'm sorry, tatar, tatar, I'm sorry, sir.
No, you won't, madam. I'll be confiscating these on behalf of Her Majesty.
Meanwhile, an Irishman called Louis Walsh is answering some hard questions in an interview room before he is deported.
Have I ever had a bust-up with a judge? Of course I have, yes. Yes! I had one or two huge Barneys. She was really tough.
Louis will be asked to leave the country as he has outstayed his welcome. Back on the border, a woman is trying to get into Britain.
Hello, madam. Are you a British citizen?
All right, governor. Step in time. Yeah, lovely jubbly. Chim-chiminy. Chim-chim-chiro.
Hang on a second here. You're not British at all. There are 12 children in this car. No one in Britain has more than 2 kids, and your accent is rubbish.
No, sir, no. Oh, run, children, run!
Next time on Brexit Border Control.
Well, hello, hello, hello. What we got here, then, my little Irish golly? It looks like we've got a suitcase full of sausages, lines and berries.
You gotta, get on the...
This is Breakfast Republic.
Come on.
Weekdays from 6.
Oh, let's meet Aaron and get it wrong. It was supposed to be nice, but the sun is gone. They said there was a chance of rain. Jean Burton looks like she's in pain. Let's meet Aaron and get it wrong.
We got this island to ourselves. We can't blame the forecast and no one else. Keep your predictions to yourself. You said it'd be mild, but it's snowing. Now you're no help. Whoa, Evelyn, Jean, and Lula,
carry your predictions. That's scary.
Your predictions are scary.
There are puddles.
There are puddles.
I'm in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Cause I dressed for 27 degrees.
Oh, let's meet Aaron and get it wrong. It was supposed to be nice, but the sun is gone. They said there was a chance of rain. Jean Byrne looks like she's in pain.
Let's meet Aaron and get it wrong.
Things you'll hear in the gym.
Push, push, push the bleeding door open, not pull at your dope.
Okay, who's farted? Again?
Jesus, I'm in bits. My arse is killing me after doing the squits.
Do you mean squats?
No. There will be misunderstandings. Get your hands off me!
But you said try the chest press.
The machine! Someone might hit on you.
I have to say, I love your form.
My form? My application form?
Oh, your form. Your body.
Do you mean you love my writing on my application form?
Oh, and there'll be plenty of experts.
Sorry, I just noticed you're not engaging your core properly there.
How about I engage your face with this dumbbell? Yeah, how about that? There will be grunters. And shouters.
Yes, come on. 50K. Jesus Christ, watch out for that kettlebell.
Someone's gym bag will smell like they've dragged dead wildlife into the changing room.
Oh, Jesus. And it's worse when he mixes the links with it.
Are you having badger for tea, Michael?
And there's always a creepy guy on the cross trainer staring at you. Oh, God, there's that creep again. I'll just finish my stretch and I'll go home. And there's always an owl lad who looks like he's about to die in a steam room who always wants to talk.
Jesus, it's tough going, isn't it? How county men are you?
Always one guy who's using a weights machine wrong, realises it, but persists on using it anyway.
Oh, Christ, my gun, I think I broke my collarbone. If I stop now, I'm going to look like an idiot.
And there's always the gym nerds who use the Latin for muscle groups.
You need to work the gluteus maximus to fire the supercalf exterius lateralis materus. And there's always an extremely hot woman doing a full stretch in front of an unfit guy in a cross trainer.
Oh, crap, now I can't get off this thing, ever.
Wake in the nation.
Breakfast Republic.
Woo!
Get on Breakfast Republic with Bernie, Jen and Keith. 2FM.
This is a public service announcement. Are you a person who sorts their personal stuff out in work? Are you this man? The whispering, arguing guy with his girlfriend guy?
No, that's not what I said. What? That, well, that's not what I meant. I am not... hang on a second. I'm not responsible for how you feel. No, that's not... I am in work now, and I shouldn't be... You hang up.
Are you the expecting a delivery woman?
Yes, but what time will it be here at? Well, I'm in work now, and I need at least a half an hour's notice to get home.
Are you the always checking her bank balance lady?
No, I was just wondering why €2.50 came out there.
Are you the how was your weekend man?
You're not serious, you f***ing legend. And then you went home with her friend. Oh, yeah. Oh, score.
Are you the Mr. Manager guy?
Well, I know Ryan and Trevor are available for selection, but I think Dash is on a stag. And we have 15. I might talk out myself, Jonesy. Bring your boots.
Are you the Mary, ring her mammy every day person?
And where's Daddy? And what's the weather like there? And what are you having for your tea? Ham. Oh, very nice. And where did you say Dad was?
Are you the call Australia girl?
Of course I'm in work. Do you think I'd pay for this?
Are you the complainy man?
The food was cold, the waiter didn't come over near us for the whole night, and the Guinness was watery.
Are you the screamy lady?
Oh my God! Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, that's so crazy!
Are you the Mrs. Feck Off?
Feck Off? What? Feck Off! Feck the Feck Off! The little fecker, he needs to feck off!
Are you the lady on the phone that breathes in while saying yes? Are you Miss No Way?
No way! No way, no way, no way! She didn't! Oh, no way! No way! No way! Hold on, second customer, hold on. Can I help you?
If you are heading to work this morning, will you be surrounded by No Way Woman and Feck Off Woman for the whole day?
No way, no way!
Feck off!
No way!
Feck off!
No way!
Feck the feck
she didn't,
off!
Did she? Oh, no way! Feck. Oh my oh. God! I knew she had it in her, feck but I didn't realise she was such a...
Things to expect from an Irish train journey. There will be an announcement you don't understand.
It's me, out in Port Harrington. It's 4-5, straight to Ballybrophy, or you'll die.
Someone will roll down the window and have a fag.
You go to the other carriage and smoke your cigarette.
Here, Tomo, leave us the writing. There will be another announcement you don't understand.
Please go down to the third and don't carriages in front. If you get off the train here, there's a chance you might die.
An elderly woman will have difficulty with the toilet.
Doors closing.
Toilet, please. I want to go to the toilet, please.
You'll meet some interesting characters that you don't want to talk to.
Do you like Lord of the Rings, yeah? Sorry, do you like Lord of the Rings? Sorry there, do you like Lord of the Rings? Are you asleep? Sorry, did I wake you? Do you like Lord of the Rings?
You will be kicked out of first class.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise that. I thought it was... I didn't know this was the first class carriage, sorry.
There will always be stinky food.
Did somebody open a bag of meanies? Jesus.
Like it or not, there will be a hen party entertaining the rest of the carriage.
Bridget, sing your song, then everybody will love it.
Everybody in the carriage, everybody in the carriage, okay? Bye, Bridget,
a breeze block will come through the window, and a horse will get on at Limerick Junction. And magically, the train will become a bus.
For all those patrons who have just got on the train there in Dundalk, going to Dublin, can you get off the train again? There's a bus outside that'll take you as far as Malahide.
Bernard's Guide to Ireland, number 427, I'm Just Having the One. I'm just having the one is a common phrase that you will hear throughout Ireland. It's where one person will say to another, I will go out tonight, but I'm just having the one, meaning I'll just have one drink. Often this means I'm just having one drink, but more than often it means I'm going to get absolutely hammered and have to call my wife at 4 o'clock in the morning to come and collect me. Also, you will hear people say, ah, come on, Mick, don't go home now, you should just have the one. That means, please don't go home. I'm the only person who's out. If you go home, then I'll feel really guilty. Please stay with me and let me force you to have more than one drink.
I'm just having the one seems to have originated when St. Patrick brought guilt to Ireland. That way, when you say in your head, I'm just having one, and you end up having 50 drinks, means actually, do you know what? I just went out for the one, and I ended up in Holyhead with a flour bag over me. That's Bernard's Guide to Ireland.